I believe in listening to your parents.
I believe humans will always outsmart their machines.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Haven't all of us had those moments in life when we worry that we're invisible, that no one notices we're really here? Perhaps we were the new kid at school who seemed to blend into the crowd, or the partygoer to whom no one paid much attention. Maybe all of us feel the sentiment shared by Ralph Ellison in his novel Invisible Man. I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me. All of us want to be validated, I suppose, and that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Christina Kennett.
The summer season in Newport is marked by the return of the validated parking ticket. Inevitably, I realize I haven't gotten the stupid thing stamped once I reach the attendance booth, or I did, but have no idea where I put it, and dig through my pockets while the line of cars builds on the hot asphalt behind me. I believe these tickets reflect the countless other ways we get stamped and verified every day through dozens of loyalty cards, passwords, and usernames. And I believe these small interruptions remind us that we are present in the world and following familiar patterns in our lives. I seek my friends' opinions about personal and professional decisions. I still look to my father for his approval, and I need my husband to tell me he loves me, even though I know it to be true. I need to know that my children will always need me and that my peers find my work compelling. This means I am still relevant outside of myself and that I am alive and necessary. I lost my beautiful friend Jess to cancer last year, and I wonder if her favorite shops notice her absence, if they wonder if she took her loyalty to some other cafe or independent bookstore, if the mechanic who changed the oil in her little white car thinks she has moved. This is the first year of many when she won't smell the sunscreen, fried clams, seaweed smell of a hot Newport summer, drink a cold beer, and laugh with her friends on a clear August night. When she will not hold up the line searching her wallet for that elusive loyalty card with its unmarked squares and their promise of a future in which to validate them. This summer, I will, with some irritation, forget to get that parking ticket stamped at the Bellevue Shopping Plaza and will hope the bored teenager on duty takes pity on me. Some will make me run back to the store for the illegible smeared stamp, and I will turn it in without hiding my contempt for the inconvenience. I will show loyalty cards to shopkeepers who already know me by name in hopes for a free book or coffee, and I will feel part of a larger community that knows me from our brief but frequent encounters. I will be validated that I'm here in this moment, and I have the stamp to prove it.
Christina Kennett teaches art history and the history of cartography at the Rhode Island School of Design. Her love of maps comes from a life of travel by sea, air, and land, and interest in how people relate to ideas of place. Kennett and her family live in Jamestown. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.